From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast. Italians expressed two very different sentiments this weekend. Saturday, with the arrival home from Iraq of journalist and former hostage Giuliana Sgrena, many Italians are asking why an American military patrol in Baghdad opened fire on a car, killing an Italian intelligence officer and wounding Sgrena. The body of the slain officer will be given a state funeral tomorrow. Newspaper headlines reflect popular outrage, and magistrates have opened an official murder investigation. In contrast, crowds cheered as Pope John Paul II appeared at the window of his hospital room, where he's been confined since surgery to ease his breathing as he recovers from the flu. NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Poggioli has been following both stories. She joins us from Rome. Silvia, let's start with the Pope. What was the scene outside the hospital like? How did he sound and look?
Well, there were two scenes. They were like split screens, in a sense. While an aide was, a senior aide to the Pope, was reading the prayers in St. Peter's Square, there were big TV screens in the square, and we could see the Pope in his wheelchair in the hospital, in the corridor, clearly watching a TV. So there was this sort of TV against TV. And then after that, he appeared at the window, closed window at the hospital, and he waved. He seemed to smile, and he waved to the pilgrims and crowd below, and it was a very moving scene. He waved and made the sign of the cross. The big question, of course, everybody's asking now is how long he will stay in the hospital and whether he will be back at the Vatican in time for Easter week ceremonies, the most important ceremonies of the Catholic calendar. So we still don't know what will happen in the next few weeks.
The other major story in Italy this weekend remains the controversy over Italian participation in Iraq. First of all, Silvia, what new details have emerged about the shooting incident?
Well, today, Giuliana Sgrena herself, the hostage who was freed the other day, gave a first-person account of the events in a front-page article in her newspaper, Il Manifesto. She said she was handed over by her captors to Italian intelligence officials, and as they drove toward Baghdad airport, they were driving at a normal speed. When they were about only 700 yards from the airport, she described a sudden rain of fire and bullets coming at the car. Then Nicola Calipari, the secret agent who negotiated her release, dove on top of her to protect her, and then she said she felt his last breath as he died on top of her. The Italian media also carried statements made to investigators by the other surviving intelligence officer who confirmed this version.
And of course, that's very different than the American version, which is that the car was speeding toward the checkpoint and ignored warnings. What is the Italian public saying?
Well, the media certainly reflects widespread skepticism about the American version. The big mystery for everyone is why the U.S. soldiers opened fire on the car. The basic premise is that it would have been impossible for U.S. officials not to know that the Italian intelligence agents were in theater and involved in hostage investigations. Then the media enters the area of speculation, and there's the suggestion that there was a break somewhere along the line of the chain of communication between the Italians and Americans. The papers claim the Italians did not want to give the exact time and place of the hostages' release, fearing an American attempt to capture her Iraqi kidnappers and a potentially dangerous shootout. Several papers suggest that there's an intense dispute between U.S. and European intelligence services over the policy of negotiating with kidnappers. European governments are believed to have paid ransoms, and this angers U.S. officials who see it as fundraising for the insurgents. According to this scenario, U.S. officials in Baghdad were informed that Sgrena was free only once she was in the car, precisely to avoid an American military intervention. But this still does not explain why the U.S. military opened fire on the Italian car.
What are the political ramifications of the shooting incident for Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi?
Silvio Berlusconi has reacted quite forcefully. He will address Parliament this week. And, of course, he fears a wave of anti-American sentiment, but he's also been very firm in demanding explanations from the United States and that someone assume responsibility for what happened. And these moves will probably mollify the opposition, which is, of course, is very strongly opposed to the presence of U.S. troops in Iraq. There's great emotion and outrage in Italy, and there's concern that this incident could end up like the Chermis affair, when in 1998, a U.S. Marine jet flew recklessly low over the Alps, severing a ski lift cable, killing 20 people. Italians are still angry that a U.S. military jury found the jet's pilot not guilty of manslaughter. This time, they will want to see someone punished.
NPR Silvio Poggioli in Rome. Thanks, Silvia.
Thank you.